Blog Talk Radio.
The Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, presents The Michael Van Tool Show with jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, also known as the Warrior Lawyer, is a nationally recognized personal injury expert also specializing in serious trucking and auto-related accidents, police misconduct, civil litigation, and probate law. Call the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, today at 248-567-9990. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in business support services dedicated to building your customer base. Call 248-516-8300. And now, CAF Tech graduate, former banker, community worker, published author, and recording artist, Michael Van Tool.
Good morning. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced in cooperation with Community Highlights and Detroit Spiritual Ambassador Missionary Hattie Humphrey. We're here every Sunday morning on blogtalkradio.com, 9 a.m. We're brought to you by the Law Office of Warrior Lawyer Johnny Hawkins, Heaven Sent Home Support Services, in-home care for the elderly, ill, and the disabled, Livinois Dental Care, keep your smile bright, and Ram Insurance and Financial Services. I'm here with the Sunday morning team, and that is Kim B. Davis. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Sunday morning team, and good morning, Detroit.
And Christy Laster Andrews is still off. She's not feeling well, but she's in recovery. From what I hear, things are moving in the right direction. Henrietta Ivey, our political analyst and home care advocate. Good morning, Henrietta.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Sunday morning team. Good morning to all the wonderful people in the city of Detroit.
And I was up listening to our companion broadcast this morning. I don't know if you guys got up early like I did, but Missionary Hattie Humphrey was on with me this morning at 7:30. And we have plans to bring the Sunday morning team back on the Praise Network. We've worked out a deal that we're Missionary Humphrey and the Sunday morning team comes in on the fifth Sunday of each month. So we're working it. Look, I'm going through all the fine print.
Exactly.
To try to work it out.
So
we got our foot in the door. The fifth Sundays now, it's Missionary Humphrey and the Sunday morning team. And the next month that we have five Sundays is October. So we're going to do this in October. And so we were on this morning. We also had a young lady that lives in Columbus, Ohio, and came to Detroit a couple weeks ago to do business and at this neighborhood market. And she got up that morning about 8, 9 o'clock in the morning, went to Rite Aid, and walked in on a robbery. She wasn't even inside the store. She just was getting ready to go in, and the guy said, you practically here now, you might as well go in. And he pushed her in along with her 11-year-old son, and he had a gun, and he robbed the whole store, including the clerk at the register. Everybody in the store got robbed. It was terrifying, as you can imagine. But to fly in from Columbus, coming here to do stuff with Detroit, bringing business,
wow,
and gets
wow
robbed. Yes. So we heard her
That's
story.
Terrible.
Yep, Ebony Jenkins from Columbus, Ohio. We heard her story this morning. We got news
and
weather coming
up. Did they catch the person?
So far, no. Nope. It was
okay.
Just,
oh, wow.
It was a Sunday morning, about 9 o'clock in the morning. You know, it was only they said it was only about 5 or 6 people in the whole store, including staff.
Right.
You know, so it's not that many. I'm like, this guy would have to be, I mean, who would think that there's any money in a Rite Aid at 9 o'clock on a Sunday morning?
Right.
It had
yeah
to be
right
desperate. Desperate.
Mm-hmm.
Very desperate.
Mm-hmm.
Dangerous. You know, at that point, you're desperate and you're dangerous now.
Yeah.
Because your
exactly.
mindset is you're going to get something. And if you don't, you just might snap off and take some people's lives just because you're desperate.
Right.
Exactly.
She said he was angry, and she said that he was threatening. He said he'll blow your effing head off. That's what he was telling them. And her 11-year-old son was just clinging to her. He'll never forget that for the rest of his life.
Oh,
yeah.
He'll never
yeah.
forget that. Yeah.
Right.
All right. Well, we've got some news and weather for you. When we come back from our station break, we'll get you caught up on the latest from what's going on in Afghanistan. Hurricane Ida that is about to make landfall in Louisiana. We'll be right back after these messages.
Whether you're buying your first home or planning for retirement, RAM Insurance and Financial Services have got you covered, literally. We're a full-service, family-owned and operated, independent insurance agency that offers all-encompassing services for our clients. Here, we work with different companies to keep you protected. We operate through holistic planning, keeping you safe through all of life's milestones, from auto, home, life, and health, business, or retirement services. It's all about you.
At RAM Insurance and Financial Services, it's about relationships, not transactions.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Waste no time and make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer.
Hello, I'm Johnny Hawkins, and I can assure you that no one can out-service me. How do I know this? Because I care. Listen to me. I'm only blessed in what I do so that I, in turn, can be a true blessing to others. That's it. That's how this thing works.
For a free telephone consult with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. That's 248-567-9990.
And now a message from jazz poet Michael Van Tool.
Hi, my name is Michael Van Tool. Let's talk for a minute. I believe in Detroit. I spent 32 years as your neighborhood banker. But now I form Michigan Ocean Strategy Group to bring three affordable business services directly to you. Number one, radio advertising and production services. Number two, customized business services and workshops. And number three, political and public relations. So call me and share your vision. My office number is 248-516-8300. But look, I can't do any of this business stuff without shining a light on our community. It's who I am. It's a part of me. There are people who desperately need our help. And there are people who work hard every day. And there are volunteers who provide resources and opportunities to those in need. You see, I believe in our community. I believe in you. And we can believe in each other. We are one. One community, one neighborhood, one city. Let's live and work together. My name is Michael Van Tool. We are all one Detroit.
If you would like to share your vision for Detroit with Michael Van Tool, call 248-516-8300.
No matter what we do, we know.
You've waited long enough. You deserve this chance. Now is the time to get the royal treatment from Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Purchase your new car or truck at her new home, Joe Longhammer Chevrolet in Waterford.
Hi, this is Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Let me worry about your credit and down payment. Together we'll find a way. That's my job. I want you in the driver's seat. So let's look at your trade-in, your monthly payment, and do a credit review. Let's take advantage of Joe Longhammer's wide selection of cars and trucks so I can put you in a car today. It's okay to call me right now. 248-218-9808. Even though I'm the queen, I answer my own phone.
Hurry to the new home of Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Joe Longhammer Chevrolet in Waterford. Or call the Queen's helpline at 248-218-9808. Chevrolet. Find new roads. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show. Sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
All right, in the in the news this morning, the names of 13 U.S. soldiers were released overnight. They were killed in a suicide bombing at the Kabul airport in Afghanistan. The average age of those killed was 20 years old. The Department of Defense says, unfortunately, they expect terrorists to strike again as they try to stop the U.S. from getting Americans and our friends out of Afghanistan. The U.S. expects the country to fall into chaos and expect the country to fall into another devastating civil war after the U.S. leaves. Hurricane Ida is now a Category 4 storm with sustained winds of 150 miles an hour and is expected to make landfall in Louisiana today. CNN reports the storm surge to be unsurvivable. Strangely enough, today is 16 years to the date after Hurricane Katrina struck the region, leaving 2,000 dead and utter devastation. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards warns Ida is the strongest hurricane to hit Louisiana since the 1850s. Ida is expected to bring an enormous storm surge along the coast, 15 feet high. A foot of rain is expected, flooding, thunderstorms, tornadoes, and constant rain. Outbound freeways were jammed as most residents fled the area. Like a scene from a disaster movie, trucks were pulling fishing boats. Campers were inching along past gas stations with no gas available. And those that still had gas, motorists waited an hour or more with no alternatives. Shelters are opening up across Louisiana, and hotels and motels were filling up hundreds of miles outside of New Orleans. Guys, it's, here we go again in that region of the country and the Gulf Coast. This one, as CNN says, it's unsurvivable. I just hate to see the pictures once this thing hits shore today. They're expecting within the next few hours.
Wow.
This is heartbreaking. When you think about the life that's going to be lost, is this the same area that was struck, 16 years ago to the day?
Yep.
Is this the same area?
Exactly the same. Exact.
So there's no infrastructure put in place after 16 years? Or, just the devastation of the storm itself?
They have made improvements, but this is a Category 4,
okay.
150. It's just what do you do?
Yes. I got
yes.
you.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right.
Well, why don't they close that part of why don't they make that part of Louisiana or New Orleans inhabitable? Knowing that these type of storms are coming, why not just not even allow people to live in this area due to the fact that life is lost. So I would think that, as a leader, I would just say, we got to uproot these people. We can't let people live here, period. I don't care if it's 20 years from now. 50 is just one of those places that is inhabitable. And
it's,
that
the
way
city
you
is below sea
life.
Level.
That's part of the infrastructure.
Yeah.
But it's not just New Orleans.
It's below sea level.
It's not just New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just New Orleans. Think about, you have this issue in South Carolina. You have this issue in Florida. It's lots of places like this, and I don't want to just pick on Louisiana. But part of the problem is we've built up in places where we've built economies off of the water. And because weather is changing, now you're starting to see some of these patterns reemerge. And unfortunately, the cost to rebuild and repair is astronomical.
Yeah, you're right. Because look at California; they keep building on the sides of hillsides that we know is going to, be muddy from rains and their landslides and fires.
Mm-hmm.
People get burnt out and it's a fire prone area, and people rebuild right there, and then it'll burn down next year. At some point, it's like, and you're right, Henrietta, I would be like, let's not rebuild New Orleans right there. You know, let's move the city. Mm-hmm. You know, but that was a decision made a long time ago.
Give the resources. Give resources. Like, this is the biggest problem, like Kimberly just mentioned. It's economical for people, and it's astronomical for people to have to uproot from places of where they live that's more affordable but hazardous, right? And it's almost like people down near the Marathon plant. We know that in that area is inhabitable, but people live there because they can't afford to go anywhere else. So this is where leadership, I feel, should step in and say, "Hey, look, we got resources. Let's put resources into our people. Let's uproot these people from these places that are inhabitable. Let's give them everything they need with no cost limit in it, and allow them to move in somewhere where it's safe. We're not going to say, well, we can only give you $10,000. No, we can only give you $20,000. When you know that ain't going to cover the cost. That's part of infrastructure. You put millions and billions of dollars into things that we look at like, really, they put that kind of money into that? Like, really? When that money can be rerouted into putting into the people and the need of the people, if we find these areas are unsafe, root the people, move them somewhere safe, and cover all the costs.
That's just
that simple.
Yep, that's true.
So I don't understand why we don't see those levels. Like, are we trying to see something here? You know what I'm saying? So
that's just my thing.
It is economical for most people. So they stay, and they take those chances because they can't. And that's where, again, leadership needs to step in and say, you know what, we got the people. The people put us here. Let's make them safe. Let's get them somewhere safe. Let's cover all the costs, give them everything they need, and shut this part of the land off. Period.
That's true. All right. Kimberly Davis, what do you have for us this morning?
So I have a feel-good story, but I want to give us a scripture to keep in mind. Proverbs 11:27. Those who look for good find favor, but those who seek evil, it will come to them. Our feel-good story is about a man who spots his dog on television that was missing for 2 years, and he knew his dog's infamous underbite. A man in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, was watching television last week when the WITI news team showed a photo of a dog that was available for adoption, and the news segment began, "Meet Mason." Dwight Geary took one look at the dog and said out loud, "No, that's not Mason. That's most definitely Payday." That was his dog's name. He recognized the distinctive underbite of his little black pup who had gone missing from their yard more than 2 years ago after being frightened by fireworks. He contacted the news desk of Channel 6, which regularly features pet adoptions for the Wisconsin Humane Society. The coincidence led to a fairy tale ending when Payday was reunited with his family and immediately recognized them upon their arrival. It's always amazing to me whenever I read stories like this about pet owners who will find their dogs. There was another story I just read that was very similar to that. A lady, her dog had gone missing, and it had been a couple years, and they were reconnected or reunited. And it was just an amazing story. Dogs are truly our gift. They are loyal to us to no end.
They are.
Wow.
My daughter has Maltese that I got from my other daughter, Ace, and I remember showing him off on Facebook. He's a beautiful little red coat, curly head Maltese terrier, and I had him for like maybe a month, 2 months, but I realized with the energy that he had, I couldn't keep him, and I didn't want to give him up to the Humane Society because the grandbabies love them. And so I said, you know, damn, Dominique, come get Ace. And Ace has been with my daughter for a year now, and he's still in the family. And let me tell you, he is one lovable little Maltese. He can jump as high as you want him to jump. I call him a show dog because that dog can leap. I'm like, dang, boy, you got wings, you know. But he is so loyal and loving. And when you have a dog that's loyal and loving, they're like family, like children. They're your family. Mm-hmm. They are, and you know your dog. Like, he knew his dog. There was no doubt. And that just shows that connection he had. Like, his heart thumped when he saw that dog. So he knew that was his dog. And that's just amazing that he found him. Thank goodness.
Amen. Amen.
Great. That was a good story. Okay, I know, Henrietta, you've been busy. Tell us what's going on. What do you have to for us this morning?
So, Michael, before I get started, I want to just give a funny story, but a kind of wild story, like wow. Mm-hmm. K-Michelle is in social media surfacing, the media internet, with this age reversal procedure. And it happened to one of my friends sent me the information this morning. She's like, hey, check this out. She said, K. Michelle looked 20 years old. And I'm like, what? K. Michelle always looked good for her age. They was like, no, look at the pictures. So she had an age procedure reversal. When I tell you, whoever her doctor was, baby, he reversed her. He reversed her real good. So she looks like the K. Michelle literally 20 years ago, literally.
Okay, I'm scared to find out exactly how they did that.
No,
and
let me tell you, she looks like a little girl. I mean, I was like, wow. Now, mind you, K. Michelle has always been a beautiful woman, always have. But I know with rigorous schedules and lack of sleep and, you know, maybe a little bit of drinking and fast-living lifestyle can age you. Let's be clear. I don't care if you're a superstar or just a regular person who parties all the time. You age faster when you have a lot going on. And this procedure, it was just outstanding. I wanted to mention that because I was like, you know, a little bit of sleep and a whole lot of water would have done that.
Sure would.
Saved a lot of money, huh?
I'm just keeping it real because it's like, you know, what? I'm like you, Michael. What was put in her body to make her look like that? Like, what did this doctor do?
Yeah,
like,
because
what did
this
he
is
use?
Not the first time that she's enhanced herself. She's done
right.
Some other stuff to her body before. Wow.
Man, I tell you, what things people do with their money, but if they could talk to me, I could tell them how to help communities a little bit more, spending those $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 when, you know, but you do what you do with your money. I'm not telling the person what they should do, but I'm just saying, you know, a lot of sleep and a whole lot of water and a whole lot of meditating would have done the same thing, trust me. So moving forward, this weekend was absolutely eventful filled. So you remember Trista Billingsley, who came on to the show about, it's been a while. She came on about, was it 2018?
Uh-huh.
It's been a minute. We introduced her as the founder of From Women to Queens, and she was really just jumping off and branching off. She had been into her organization about a year, so we featured her on the Michael Van Tool Show on 99.9, a little bit over 4 years ago, almost to the point of 5 years. But
yep,
4 years,
I remember.
So moving fast forward, she's been her organization has been thriving since we introduced her to the show. She has doubled up on community services. She has doubled up on partnerships. From Women to Queen, it's becoming a pretty almost a nationally known organization. And I would have to say a lot of it probably was, you know, she was trailblazing on her own, but the exposure from the Michael Van Tool Show high-geared her organization. And so yesterday she did her annual backpack giveaway event. It was amazing, Michael. It was featured. A lot of the city young entrepreneurs from the age of 8, let me tell you, from the age of 8 years old, she had vendors, entrepreneur vendors, who starting with the age of 8 years old. These young people had legitimate businesses. I was so amazed to see all these young boys and girls in the city of Detroit out there with their products and selling their brands and creativities and just doing little things like having their own little candy store. And from a young lady who created her own hand sanitizer because during the COVID surge, when we were running out of hand sanitizer, her grandmother told me her story, and she said, well, my granddaughter just felt like, you know, Grandma, I can make sanitizer for people. And her business blossomed from there. From the young man who was 9 years old, who decided to, you know, I want to keep people cool in the summer. He decided to create his business called Icebreakers, making these amazing Kool-Aid icers and fruit drink icers. Amazing.
from the young lady who created jewelry and taking items and making, selling them to help people and donating things to the homeless and to women's shelters. These are young-minded people who are doing these type of things. And from Women to Queen, backpack event was so eventful, and it was an amazing event. And these young people, I said to them, I passed out your card, Michael, so you're going to be getting some calls. I said, listen, I am the political analyst for the Michael Van Tool Show, and we would love to have featured these young entrepreneurs in the city of Detroit, so people will see.
Yes,
everything is going on in the city is not. It's not about violence and, you know, and mayhem.
Right.
We have a lot of great things going on. So I would love to have the Michael Van Tool Show, the Sunday Morning Team, feature, do an entrepreneur, a youth entrepreneur week, and just feature each entrepreneur that I came in contact with so they could tell their story better than I could tell it. And it was just amazing being there. So that was eventful for me. That was one of my greatest highlights, and I enjoyed that. And I'm looking forward to seeing a lot more of that in the city. And this, I just want to say that this is what the city of Detroit is about. It is about movers and shakers. And we got some young ones. Like I say, from the age of 8 to 13, these young people are out here, and they need our support. They need to be spotlighted. And I was glad and more than honored to have been there to be able to uplift the Michael Van Tool Show and the Sunday Morning Team, letting them know we support these kinds of things going on in our city, and we would love to feature them on the show once we get all the contacts. So, Michael, we ready to get
yes.
some phone calls, and that was
yes,
what happened.
We,
so,
yes,
other
we
than
will.
That, you know, that was my main focus. Everything else is, you know, I do what I do. But that was the highlight of my weekend.
Yes, we will.
That's
we
awesome.
Will highlight those kids, and we have to. And I'm so excited. And I, you know, behind the scenes, I have been wanting and working on including young people. I would like to have one show per month, actually, you know, produced, hosted, and everything by young people. We're going to get there because I'm working,
yeah.
Talking to some people now just to do just that. And yes,
yep.
let's highlight some of these young people, and so that we can support them. They're trying to do things the right way, and
yes.
that's what we need to
yes.
support. Yep.
Speaking
Absolutely.
Of
Absolutely.
Speaking of, I got a couple of cards here from two young Detroiters. One of them is called Quather Clothing, Quther Clothing. This is a young guy. I bought one of his T-shirts the other day, and this is exactly one of those young people that we were talking about. His name is Ramin, and he sells the items through his website, the official website. It's QuatherApparel.com.
Mm-hmm.
Let me spell it out because it's kind of, the name is kind of different. The website is QuatherApparel.com, QuatherApparel.com. Let me read it again. QuatherApparel.com, QuatherApparel.com. And then the other one is, this store is on Schoolcraft and Greenfield. Excuse me. And the name is a little different. It's I am him, he is I. And then that's the male version, and then the female clothing is I am her, she is I. And that's the name of the brand. I am him, he is I. And then it's I am her, she is I. So it's at Greenfield and Schoolcraft. So check them out, too. These are two young, you know, and, you know, the names, I guess you want to have a name that stands out, that's different, and that's what they did. But you know what? When these things take off,
mm-hmm.
The name becomes familiar, and it doesn't really matter, yeah. you know. But
right,
now
yeah.
that they're trying to get there, the names might seem strange to us now. But after they make it, trust me, it becomes a household name. Well, let's support our young people. And it was just strange because I just had these two promotional cards right here, and I was going to read these off, and that just worked out perfect.
to support our young people.
Let me just give the names of two of the entrepreneurs. I know one was BJ Candy Shop, and I don't have their card, but again, they're going to be reaching out to you, Michael, or I. But I do have Rihanna Ricks, which is the young lady who created the Epsom salt, color Epsom salt for the bath and all these beautiful body shimmers. And she's even marketing things like kid masks for children. She's even taken wine glasses and blinged them out. I actually purchased one of the wine glasses in purple, which is one of my favorite colors. And it's, you know, I can't wait to use it to pour a little bit of wine in that, because we sit up here feeling fancy.
Uh-huh.
And then we have EDW Collections, which is Elijah DestinyWorld.com. She's the young lady who does the hand sanitizers, the soap, and all these other creations she did during the pandemic. So these are their business cards. I'm going to actually post a lot of this stuff up on my Facebook page and social media outlets today, so everyone will get an opportunity to start seeing these amazing young entrepreneurs. But, you know, I wanted to kind of shout that out before we went on to the next segment.
Great. Well, thanks for sharing that with us. By the time I got your message yesterday, Henrietta, but you know what? I was out earlier because I had a workshop for Michigan Ocean, and mm-hmm. and so after that, I went home, was wore out, and then I looked mm-hmm. and saw your message. But since I was out earlier, I wish I had looked at it prior to coming home, because I was up early.
You know what I'm going to do? This is what I'm going to start doing. I'm going to, whenever I get these event invites, I'm just, and hear me up, team, I'm going to just send it out to all of us so we can all just kind of pop up and spotlight it. You know what I'm saying? As a team together, because
I
feel like
great.
That is, you know, we do it as we talk about community, and we're all of us are so involved in the community. And it was just, and they was just happy to know that, you know, I was part of the Sunday morning. And one of them was like, I heard of the Michael Van Two Show. You guys are the Sunday morning team. I said, yes, we are. I'm Henrietta. I was the political. And she's like, oh, my God, it's the
That's
show.
That's right. I said, the Sunday morning team is a franchise. It's the franchise is worth something. I'm telling you. I love that name. We're going to stick with it, the Sunday morning team. And like I said, for those of you who might have missed it, Missionary Humphrey and the Sunday morning team are going to be on the Detroit Praise Network every fifth Sunday. So Missionary Humphrey and I were on this morning. We had a great time on the show this morning. So that's coming soon. All right. We got, let's look at the weather. Kim, what's going on?
So today is going to be another scorcher. It's going to hit a high of 90 with a low of 70. However, today we'll have some scattered late thunderstorms possibly in the evening. So be on the lookout for that. Tomorrow is going to start a cool down. Partly cloudy to mostly sunny. It'll be a high of 85, a low of 64. On Tuesday, it'll be partly cloudy with a high of 82, a low of 61. On Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high of 79. Ooh, we're starting to get cooler.
Yes.
With a low of 57. On Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 79 and a low of 57. Mm-hmm. On Friday, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 80 and a low of 63. And on Saturday, part of Labor Day weekend, yes, it'll be partly cloudy with a high of 81 and a low of 65.
My
great.
Kind of
those
My
temperatures
kind
sound
of
great. Yep.
I was in the hospital the other night from heat exhaustion. I was like,
I saw that.
Was that for real?
No, that was real. I was in the emergency room. I was sick. I had worked out that particular day. I got up. I did my morning walk, and it was like maybe 10 o'clock, and it was extremely hot out there. And I'm like, you know, kind of hot on you for 10 o'clock in the morning, but okay. So I went up to the park, did my 3-4 mile walk. I didn't even do the 10. I did the 3 because it was so hot. And the park is a mile walk park. I said, okay, I'm going to go. I had my water, but I was sweating
unnaturally. Like, I don't sweat like that. So my body was kicking out a lot of sweat that particular day. And I was like, "Ooh, I feel clammy. You know, this is weird." You know, but I didn't know I was dehydrated. I didn't know that. And I didn't know I had, you know, built up almost to the point of heat stroke. I knew my body was feeling weird, but again, I ignored it. Came home, worked, got, you know, full of fluids, maybe not enough apparently. Went back out for my second walk for the day. I walked twice a day. And I was feeling like I wanted to pass out, but I said, no, I'm going to push myself, shoot, I'm going to stick to this, I'm going to stick to this regimen, I'm going to stick to it. It was more so of me, mind over matter, of ignoring the signs that were there. I came back from that walk, started to eat my dinner, and my body refused to let anything go down. Every time I put like a spoonful of food, I would just gurgitate it back up. And all of a sudden, ooh, I started to feel light, faint and weak, and I felt like I couldn't, my whole body just felt like it wanted to. And so I said, well, let me get me to myself to the emergency room. I didn't want to go to Sinai Grace, so I got a lift.
Right.
I literally got a lift.
Yeah. Smart move. Yeah. Don't try driving.
And so I got there, and come to find out, I was suffering from heat exhaustion.
Wow.
Literally.
So what are the signs, Henrietta?
So when you're getting heat, your body sweats. Like you sweat anyway when it's hot. You know, it's just that those little picklers of sweat beads. But when your body starts to just drench, like my body was drenched in sweat. First, I thought I was having a heart attack. I'm like, wait a minute, this is too much sweat. Like my stomach was cramping, I was sweating, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm having a heart attack. So that was really what prompted me to go to the emergency room. And So it was the heat, it was the weakness, vomiting, nausea. Sweating, fatigue, all of that is part of heat exhaustion and heat stroke. And my face was feeling numb and it was tingling and all this crazy stuff was going on. But when they ran the test, they did a brain scan, they did an X-ray, they did everything. They said everything looks good. There's no stroke. There's no nothing going on with the brain, nothing we can see that would cause concern.
You just needed to cool down.
It was just that they took a urine sample and they found out I was extremely dehydrated, and that was from the heat exhaustion. They said, well, they said it could be a number of things, but it sounded like you may have been suffering from heat exhaustion. And they determined what I told them I did within that day. So when I looked it up, I was like, yep, I definitely was suffering from heat exhaustion.
Wow.
So
we're glad.
Sometimes it's just best for not to even go out in the heat. Like, I'm hard-headed. My family called me like, you're so hard-headed. Blessing my kids. You're so hot-headed. You always try to do something. Sit down. I'm like, nope. So what I learned is, you know, I'm hard-headed. I'm not going to lie. I'll stand against the tide. Like, I can push this tide and get sucked up and be like, I get sucked up. I thought I had this. We have to be careful. Hot outside, the weather alert. And, Kim, you've even said it when it's hot outside. Just stay indoors. Just chill.
Yep. Yep, and
that's
just cool down. Yep. I want to catch a couple of callers that are on the line. I just want to just say that if you would like your company to join the list of companies supporting the Michael Van Tool Show and Community Highlights with Missionary Humphrey, call me at 248-516-8300. The advertising rates are affordable and effective here on the show, whether it's the morning version or the online version here at 9 o'clock. We're going to take a couple of calls in just a second. The Michael Van Tool Show is brought to you in part by the law office of Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. He is known as the personal injury specialist, but he also handles these probate issues, guardianships, conservatorships, deceased estates, creation of living wills, power of attorney, and trust. But, of course, he's known as a personal injury specialist, award-winning attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. Here's the number, 248-567-9990. 248-567-9990. If you want to repair, if you need your computer repaired or your laptop or desktop, call Optimal IT Solutions,
248-796-2429. And, of course, Livinoy's Dental Care, keep your smile bright. That number is 313-340-9709. When we come back, let's talk to some of our members at large right after these messages.
Whether you're buying your first home or planning for retirement, RAM Insurance and Financial Services have got you covered, literally. We're a full-service, family-owned and operated, independent insurance agency that offers all-encompassing services for our clients. Here, we work with different companies to keep you protected. We operate through holistic planning, keeping you safe through all of life's milestones, from auto, home, life, and health, business, or retirement services. It's all about you.
At RAM Insurance and Financial Services, it's about relationships, not transactions.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client, and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service.
You've waited long enough. You deserve this chance. Now is the time to get the royal treatment from Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Purchase your new car or truck at her new home, Joe Longhammer Chevrolet in Waterford.
Hi, this is Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Let me worry about your credit and down payment. Together we'll find a way. That's my job. I want you in the driver's seat. So let's look at your trade-in, your monthly payment, and do a credit review. Let's take advantage of Joe Longhammer's wide selection of cars and trucks so I can put you in a car today. It's okay to call me right now. 248-218-9808. Even though I'm the queen, I answer my own phone.
Hurry to the new home of Regina, the Queen of Car Loans, Joe Longhammer Chevrolet in Waterford, or call the Queen's helpline at 248-218-9808. Chevrolet, find new roads.
And now a message from jazz poet Michael Van Tool.
Hi, my name is Michael Van Tool. Let's talk for a minute. I believe in Detroit. I spent 32 years as your neighborhood banker. But now I form Michigan Ocean Strategy Group to bring three affordable business services directly to you. Number one, radio advertising and production services. Number two, customized business services and workshops. And number three, political and public relations. So call me and share your vision. My office number is 248-516-8300. But look, I can't do any of this business stuff without shining a light on our community. It's who I am. It's a part of me. There are people who desperately need our help. And there are people who work hard every day. And there are volunteers who provide resources and opportunities to those in need. You see, I believe in our community. I believe in you. And we can believe in each other. We are one. One community, one neighborhood, one city. Let's live and work together. My name is Michael Van Tool. We are all one Detroit.
If you would like to share your vision for Detroit with Michael Van Tool, call 248-516-8300.
No matter what we do, we are one.
And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
All right, we're back. All right, let's go to our phone line. Minister Smith, good morning, sir. Dr. Smith, thanks for coming out to the workshop yesterday here at Michigan Ocean.
You're welcome, sir, and I'm very grateful for my favorite Sunday morning team. The Lord, I've been Dr. Bachelor Davis and
that's a good one, Dr. Bachelor Davis.
I've been elevated. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. You know, y'all ought to quit. I need you all to really keep me in prayer. I thank God for my big brother, Mike Van Tool, Reverend Van Tool.
Oh, me too. I got elevated too. Okay.
I heard
thank
that.
You.
I love you all so much, and I wanted to share Mike, I really want to get involved in every facet of what's going on. This week I'll be at the church, I believe Tuesday. Commanded, a word was sent to me that the Lord is really coming back soon and for me to get busy. I had a phone call last night. It was kind of trying. And to make the long story short, and I hope everyone in the radio land hears this. Now is not the time to hold grudges against anyone. Love those who don't love you. Brother Van Tool, you know my
wow.
situation.
Yes,
and
sir.
It came, and it was brought, it was just told to me. If you do what God called you to do and obey him, one of my mentors in Louisiana, he said, God is going to show up and show out. And he's doing just what he said. It's hard, but I have to trust him now. So I can't hold on to what I can't fix my situation. In fact, Kim Bedford Davis, it's already done. And so
yes.
everyone on this prayer line, my other little sis, you be careful and take care of yourself, because guess what? My diet is changing. Yes.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
I trust my wife is listening. Beloved,
mm-hmm.
God is not playing. We got to make this thing right. People are leaving here, brothers and sisters.
That's right.
Amen. They sure are.
And I'm going to be standing up there in heaven singing the solo, so... Anyway,
well,
amen.
You know,
amen.
You have accepted the call, Minister Smith. You have accepted the call. Everybody's not called for ministry. And there's a lot of people in ministry that shouldn't be there. Then there's a lot of people that are
on,
not
prophet.
There that should be there. I'm not. Let me
come
let
on,
me get
prophet.
Back in my let me get back in my lane. I shouldn't
no,
even
you,
be.
You,
I'm a
you
I'm
out
a
there,
poet.
You,
you know.
You out there. You out there. Keep pushing.
Well, thank
yeah.
you, Minister Smith, and we're with you, and, you know, you're part of the team, too. Thank you so much. Bishop Cassie,
yeah.
good morning, sir. How are you this beautiful day?
Oh, bless your heart, man. Bless your heart. Shout out to the missionary.
Amen.
Mother Humphrey, we love her so much
yeah.
in her absence
yeah.
at this particular time. Hey, man, shout out to my man, Michael Van Tool. You better
yes,
know me.
You,
shout
sir.
Out to my sister, Henrietta. Shout
yeah.
out to my other new sisters that's on here. And then Pastor Smith, Lord, have mercy.
He's still there. He's right there. He's
man,
here.
Brother, when you speak, I hear. See, and it's a difference mm-hmm. between somebody just listening. When
right.
you speak, I hear you. So, and I want you to know that what I have heard enables me to tell you that God got you all the way, and that
wow.
you're not going to be in heaven second. He wants you to sing down here.
Okay.
So don't put all your right. bed up there just yet. He still
okay.
got some. See, Mike Van Tool said that you accepted the call. Yeah, a lot of us preachers do accept
mm-hmm.
the call, but well, none of us chose it. Thank
mm-hmm.
God that you were chosen to be in this what? Race, amen. I thank God
amen.
You were chosen to be in this race. Listen, from all the way from the sister that does the weather, I swear you would think that she was on the news channel, a meteorologist or something. She loves
hey,
so heavy.
We got professionals here, okay?
Now you got some professionals, the evangelist that delivers your word through
wow.
here, man. Oh, and you know my sister, the political analyst, man. You hear me? So I tell you,
oh,
man, I thank God for all of you guys. You keep me posted and let me know what you got going on. I don't care if I had to catch the bus or walk. I'm coming for the Michael Van Tool and the Sunday morning team. And now I know y'all be on the Praise Network. every fifth Sunday. I'm going to get in on that, too. God bless you, man.
Oh, yes. I was listening this morning, and Missionary Humphrey we had a great conversation this morning on the Praise Network, and we're looking forward to the Sunday morning team. We found a way through the fine print. That's all I'm going to say. We found a way through the fine print.
That's what they say. You got to read the fine print.
That's
when
right.
you read it, you'll find a way.
To slip the Sunday morning team, Missionary Humphrey, back on the Praise Network. So we appreciate that. But Minister Smith, you got some firepower this morning. You got some support here.
I mean it.
You know, this is your team.
Listen, I just want to say this, and thank you, Bishop Kathy. I want you on, when I have my launching service, I want you to come and deliver. Well, anyway, I ain't going to serve nothing. But
yes.
I need you all to pray. Yes. I'm asking everyone that will to pray for me and my family.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to let the devil take my wife and my kids. I'm not going to do that.
You know what?
I married her 18 years ago.
I like that fight. I like that. Because, you know, Bishop, there's a lot of times people just accept stuff. Especially the bad. We accept the bad stuff.
Yeah.
You know, oh, I knew that was going to happen. You know, well, I can't do nothing about it. Well, yes, you can. Yes, you can.
That's right.
Because didn't Jesus say on that that to
come
let
on, preacher.
This cup
come on,
pass,
preacher.
Let this cup pass from me? So that means that you can ask
God come on, preacher.
To take something away. You know, I blame
he
this.
He said my cup.
Wait
he said
minute.
The cup is running over.
You
hear me?
See, I blame Minister Smith and Bishop Kathy for tricking me into this preaching mode when I'm supposed to be. I'm supposed to be a poet, okay? But if Jesus can ask for something to be taken away, that means we can ask too. We don't have
you
to. You know, somebody gets sick and they're like, "Well, I knew I was gonna get sick. I knew I was you know, I knew this was coming. I knew I was gonna get fired." You know, no, you don't.
You better say it. You
one time,
know,
I,
you
one time I thought
you
I was,
knew,
one time I thought
you knew
I,
you,
I was gonna. One time I thought
ahead,
I was going to get fired for something, and, you know, I started getting all worried, and, you know, that's what we do, right? We start worrying instead of praying. You know, I prayed about it, and then the next day I went in, it was nothing like I thought. Matter of fact, I think they asked me they gave me some more responsibilities. You know, that's what happens with God. You know, you're thinking one thing and you want to accept it, but guess what? When you accept that everything, you are accepting it. That's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to. You can fight back. You can say no. I do not want this to happen. I do not want.
I ain't even
got
to go to church today. He didn't preach. I ain't even going to you didn't preach this.
You know, but yeah. No,
don't
can,
be anxious about anything.
Yeah.
Rather
right.
bring up all your requests to God in prayers and petitions along with giving
thanks. They go to backup. They go to backup, y'all. Watch out. They go to sister, y'all. Watch out.
You know she's going back it up.
I don't know what just happened here.
I know. All
I don't know
of a sudden.
What just happened here.
I just open up the lines and let these two preachers talk, and all of a sudden it turns into a Sunday morning service. It's better than Kanye
That's
West.
That's the best
part. Sunday service.
Super.
You know?
Yeah,
but,
super.
But I'm walking out my lane. I don't even need to be doing all this. But, you know, that's our lesson.
You can stop it because you call.
Look, that's our lesson today.
No.
Fight back.
You know, I'm going to get hold of you, fam, too.
I know. But y'all started it, so I'm going to finish it. You know, our lesson today is we don't have to accept the bad things. You can fight back. We got firepower. You know, and if you live and operate daily in his word, he gives you the tools and the resources to fight these things.
Right.
You know, we have we have the tools, we have the weapons, we have the things at our disposal. And if we listen to God's word, we listen to his voice, we operate in the word, we pray daily, and not just once a day. We talked about that the other day. I know some people just pray when it's time to eat. But, yeah, you know, uh-huh, it's not about just praying to bless your food. We need God's blessing all 24 hours a day. Not just when you sit down to preach. Yes. Mm-hmm. You know, pray. And then people want to act like they did something great. They have these nice big prayers during the meal. Oh, let's hold hands. Let's gather ourselves together. No. You need to pray when you wake up.
What is your life like?
Yeah, you need to pray before you go into a meeting. I pray sometimes before I have to make a phone call, because sometimes I have big clients, you know, and if I have a client and I'm trying to close a deal, I'll pray for it. Pray first. I pray because I want this deal. I want to make this sale. So I just stop everything, pull off to the side in my office, and I'll pray before I make, you know, I'm telling y'all my secrets. Let me stop here. You know,
my love.
I'm going to get him right now.
Every deal you close from this day forward.
You put a prayer on it.
It shall come
everything
to pass. Henrietta, I'm getting ready to get in trouble. This is from the word of the Lord. Everything this Sunday morning team sets out to do,
mm-hmm,
your household shall be blessed.
Yeah.
Amen.
I confirm that.
Bishop Caffey, from this day forward, sir,
yes,
whatever you ask in the name of Jesus,
yes,
it shall be done. I'm done.
Bless you, man of God.
Look, I want to thank all of you. I consider you all part of the team. And, you know, we got our ministerial team on board today. So thank you, Minister Smith, Bishop Kathy, and, of course, Kim B. Davis and Henrietta Ivey. We miss Sister Christy Laster and hope for her return soon. We miss her. Matter of fact, I'm going to, if you all get a chance, give her a call. I'm going to call her today, too. I know she's busy now, but I'll wait till this afternoon. But, look, thank you. God bless you guys. We had a great hour, especially the last 15 minutes. I tell you, once I got Minister Smith, once I got him on the line, and then Bishop Kathy came in after that and then got me going, we had a powerful 15 minutes. So this is a good way. We had Sunday service today. We had it's a great way to start Sunday morning. God bless you all. Let's listen to a little bit of music on the way out. Let me find something that we can play. God bless you. Talk to you. Have a great Sunday, everybody. Let's listen to some Minister Ramon Smith on the way out. God bless you all and enjoy the music.
You are everything. You are everything. You're more than a mother, father, sister, brother. You